Adar, some new meetings have been scheduled for the month of July for this project. What can you tell me about it?
So Grain Belt Express is an approximately 750-mile overhead transmission line that will deliver low-cost renewable energy from Kansas to Missouri, Illinois, and states farther east. And we've been working over the course of the last 2.5 years to identify our proposed route through Missouri. And so we've identified potential routes, and we have established planning corridors across the state of Missouri. We will be holding public open house meetings over the duration of 2 weeks in July, where we are inviting landowners and stakeholders to learn about the transmission line project and to share their feedback on our potential route.
And where are some of those meetings?
Great. We'll be holding 2 weeks of meetings across the state in our study area. The week of July 15th through July 18th, we're holding meetings in St. Joseph, Cameron, Hamilton, Carrollton, Chillicothe, and Salisbury. And we're doing a second week of meetings in the eastern part of the state, the week of July 29th through August 1st. And those meetings will be in Moberly, Macon, Monroe City, Mexico, Bowling Green, and Hannibal. Please visit our website to RSVP and for more information at www.grainbeltexpresscleanline.com.
What are the projected costs of this project?
Oh, sure. The Grain Belt Express Clean Line is an approximately $2 billion project that will enable $7 billion worth of new wind farm investment. It's a unique tax opportunity for the counties that will be involved in the project.
And now when these meetings are held, you're asking residents, stakeholders, people to attend these and possibly provide feedback. What kind of things are you looking for from stakeholders?
Great question. So it's our responsibility to route the line in a way that has the least amount of impact. And so what we've done a lot of work already working with community members in our study area across the state. But we have more work to do, and we're looking to learn from landowners who are potentially impacted by the project about their property. We want them to be involved in the process so that we can route the best line possible.
And from the feedback that you have gathered so far, has it been generally positive, or are there any concerns from residents that they've voiced?
Great question. We've been working on the development of this project for about 2.5 years, and we've met with thousands of people already, and this project is a really unique economic opportunity for the counties that could potentially be involved. And we've gotten a lot of positive support for the project already, but we really want to take this to another level and get more folks involved and get them involved in the project so that we can route the line in the best way possible.
Well, in terms of an economic impact, how many jobs could it potentially bring to a city? How much money could it potentially bring to an area?
The project itself will create 5,000 construction jobs and up to 500 permanent operations jobs. We're very much committed to getting those jobs locally whenever possible. As a matter of fact, last week we held meetings across the state to identify local businesses, suppliers, vendors, contractors that can be involved in the project. And so we're working to learn more about the different suppliers that are available throughout our study area so that we can make sure that the benefits of this project are realized as locally as we can.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, we'll have 12 meetings across the state over the course of 2 weeks. We would very much welcome the public to come and join us and to help us to route this line. Our website is grainbeltexpresscleanline.com. And if you're able to attend, please go to the website for RSVP. Otherwise, you can give us a call at 855-354-9088.